Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all deep.
Here's the Savage Nation. Special Labor Day version of the program blasting out to America. All right, Fats, give it a break already. Fats, give it a break. It's Labor Day. I'm the only one working in radio, along with my loyal staff, Robert and Neil and Doug. Because, listen, hey, you need me and I need you. I was gone last week, as you know, in New York for a very, very special week in New York City. I broadcast live from WABC on Tuesday. Wednesday, I had a party aboard a yacht in the harbor near Ellis Island. And by the way, we have a treat for you. Oh, yes. Let's hear a round of applause for me. Neil's ability to transfer my... I can't believe modern technology. The speech I gave on the boat is 6 minutes long. It's called An Immigrant's Son, comes full circle, goes back to Ellis Island 100 years later. It's amazing, right? And what's amazing is that it was filmed on the boat, and I didn't know how to transfer it. I sent it via Skype through wires to Dallas Control. He transferred it to YouTube. It's now up there for your viewing pleasure. It's a miracle. I mean, you know, you see, we are eternal. Owing to technology, we are eternal. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine died about a month ago, Lorenzo Petroni of the North Beach Restaurant. I love the guy. He was like a cousin, you know, argue every time I went in there. In fact, that's why I never gained weight from pasta. This guy would make me sweat over every noodle. Every time I ate in there, I would argue with him, so I walked out with a net loss of nothing. I gained nothing and lost nothing. No matter how many carbs I devoured, because this guy gave me such agita, and I gave it back, by the way. I never gained weight from his pasta. But if you call the restaurant, there's his voice. It's like he's still living. Video. Savage comes full circle, and Immigrant Son returns to Ellis Island. Today's Labor Day. That's why I came to work. And no, I don't know if anyone's working. We have a lot of news for you today. The big news is that Obama the phony, Obama the hologram, Obama the imposter is giving a speech right now before union stooges. This is while the world is burning. Libya blew up in his face. By the way, blame Hillary Clinton for that. You want some news? I'll tell you. I'll give you a little news first before the commonality stories. I'll give you a little news. Hillary Clinton is as unqualified for the presidency as I am. Let me explain what I mean. In fact, I'm more qualified than she is. Why do I say it? Hillary Clinton celebrated the hanging of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, who warned us that if we overthrew him, Libya would revert to a state like Somalia, a lawless state run by warlords. That's what's happened. Yet she celebrated. She said, we came, we saw, he died. And her girlfriends all laughed. So she failed there. She failed in Egypt where she tried to impose the Muslim Brotherhood. John McCain, by the way, should go to war crimes trials for what he did to the Egyptians. War crimes trials for what McCain's been doing. Wherever he turns that, I'm going to stop right there. That mule, this guy is made to pull like a donkey. John McCain is like a dumb donkey who became, I don't know what, I don't know where this man came from. He has the brains of Francis the Talking Mule has more sense than John McCain. Everywhere you turn, he wants more bombs, more bullets, except in the right place, always in the wrong place. So Hillary is not qualified. She said overthrow Assad because we weakened Assad by supporting the so-called rebels, which I told you for a year was a mistake. That's how ISIS grew and took over so much territory. You call them ISIS. I affectionately call them what they really are, which is Islamo-fascists. Don't bring any more of them into this country. Remember when you brought the Somalis into this country and put them up there? And we said, what are you talking about? They never used toilet paper. They never used the telephone. Why are you bringing Somalis from the Stone Age into this country? Most of them don't work. And it's their sons who are going into jihad. Now, you want to hear something interesting about that? The police chief of San Francisco, about a year and a half ago, said that we should be worried about the radicalization of Somalis here in the San Francisco area. He was almost fired for saying the truth. They called him a racist. They called him an Islamophobe. the front groups for the Nazi Party USA, which is the Islamo-Fascist Party USA, attacked the police chief. He knew. He was very smart. They almost destroyed his career because he said what's true. We cannot survive. We cannot survive unless a vigorous leadership emerges in this country. We're finished. We're just finished. I don't see any such leadership on the Republican side. I'm sorry. I do not see it. I wish I could say I do. I mean, I might vote for any one of them over any Democrat, but that's too far ahead to talk about. I want to tell you something else before I get into the meat of the show. We're only in the appetizer section. Please enjoy it. We have shrimp with cocktail sauce. We have oysters on the rocks. We have vodka. We have beer, wine at today's smorgasbord. So I gave this speech on the boat last week. And, you know, I was very pleased to see that the New York Post covered it. I didn't know anyone liked me. I thought nobody knew Michael Savage. But turns out they do. You know, the New York Post has a gossip column. It's called Richard Johnson, page 6. Everyone in Hollywood reads it every morning. It's the first thing they read. It's like Variety to them. They're all looking for ink. I figured he'd never cover a New York, a talk show host, although I'm on, you know, ABC. Yeah, we're just talk shows. We're sort of the armpits of the entertainment world to them. But he covered it. And listen what he wrote. Michael Savage celebrates the American dream. Richard Johnson, New York Post, page 6. Michael Savage, the talk radio host that makes Rush Limbaugh seem liberal, knows about the American dream. The grandson of a Russian immigrant celebrated the success of his new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, within the site of Ellis Island, aboard the 165-foot yacht of his son, Russ Weiner. The book is not out until October, but shot to number one on the Barnes & Noble list last week. Toasting the author on Wednesday night were Ed Klein, who also has a bestseller, and Fox News stars Jeanine Pirro and Kimberly Guilfoyle. Savage told them, quote, "The forces of communism that drove my grandfather out of Russia are now at work under the guise of fairness here in America." Quote, "We're living the American dream," Savage said. "Through hard work, my son comes full circle to the Hudson River in his yacht 100 years after his great-grandfather arrived at Ellis Island in steerage class," close quote. Now, that's the American dream. That's the speech. But the full speech of 6 minutes in length is on michaelsavage.com, linked to YouTube. It's a good speech. And I gave it just on two vodkas. That's all. No more than two. No less than two. I had only two vodkas that afternoon. And I had no notes. Unlike Obama, I don't need a teleprompter. It's 6 tight minutes and good minutes. It was really an interesting party. It was for the Cumulus Radio people and the Hachette Publishing people and some friends and family. No family, because the only family that I have are with me. The others, whatever. I think they still vote Democrat. Although their great-grandfather landed in Ellis Island, most of my relatives never grew up. They still identify with the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with them. That's why I don't talk to them. That's why I left New York a long time ago. But I talked about my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Do you know how rare it is, a book 2 months out to go to number one on a list that's on the Barnes & Noble list 2 months out? Now, what's interesting about the book, it says Stop Obama from Declaring Martial Law. That's my subtitle, right? Stop the Coming Civil War. Well, I sent it to someone who's really high up in the media. You know what he sent back? He said, great book. We'd love to interview you. But why do you want to stop the coming civil war? And I was stunned for a minute. Do you know that there are millions of people who would like a civil war in this country? They would like to clean the rat's nest out. They would like to clean the rat's nest out in this country. They understand how bad things are. They understand that we have a communist in the White House. They understand we have fellow travelers with the Islamists in intelligence, in defense, in the CIA, you name it. That the Islamists are basically running the show. If not directly, then through fear and intimidation. In other words, if there are people inside our intelligence agencies who know what's going on and know what needs to be done, they're afraid to say it for fear they'll lose their job. Why? Because of Mr. Hussein Obama. Do you understand that? And that's why I say I want to stop the coming civil war, which is why I entitled the book Stop the Coming Civil War. Why? As I said to my friend in the media, because everyone loses in a civil war. Everyone loses in a civil war. I said, look at Syria. Do people not understand it? At the same time, we have these radical Islamists all over this country coming across the southern border hiding amongst the immigrants, coming into the country, and Obama's giving speeches about labor and Labor Day. While in England, they've declared basically a national emergency. That's right, a tale of two cities. A tale of two cities. Cameron said we're going on lockdown in this country. We're going to find those Islamists. We're not going to let them blow us up. Obama's not even mentioning it. Why? See, people say, well, oh, well, the president is naive, or the president's a man of peace. The president has his head in the sand. That's all wrong. It doesn't really matter what his reasons are, because there are many people who believe he's actually a fellow traveler. I don't. I don't believe he's a fellow traveler with the Islamists, but I do believe it doesn't matter what he is, because he may as well be. This is the Savage Nation. I invite your calls on this Labor Day at 855-400-7282. Is there any life out there in the audience? I see one light, which means the audience is very small today, as we knew it would be. Most Americans are barbecuing, swimming, taking drugs, getting drunk, having sex. In other words, the normal American way. A stupid, lazy, decadent nation. And the ISIS folks are teaching two-year-olds how to shoot a Kalashnikov, how to strap a bomb to their chest. Tell me who wins this game. Tell me how this ends up. The soft nations win, or the hard, crazy, insane lunatics win? Tell me how this ends. Either we bomb them into the Stone Age, or they're liable to win. I want to remind you, and I can't do all of this in the opening of a show, I read you the history of how the Arabs conquered a huge swath of the world in only 25 years, going back a long time ago. You know how they did it? Exactly the way ISIS is doing it. They terrorized entire cities. They didn't capture the troops and turn them over to the UN. They didn't capture the enemies and ask if they could waterboard them. We're still talking about waterboarding under Bush. Isn't that something? These bastards are burying people in the sand alive. These bastards are cutting heads off. These bastards under the guise of religion. These bastards are the worst scum the planet's ever seen since Hitler. And we're still talking about waterboarding these bastards' cousins. Can you believe that there are American soldiers in jail in this country, in Fort Leavenworth, because they had the guts to shoot them in the belly instead of getting shot in the belly first? Bush did that. Don't blame Obama for that. I spent a lot of time trying to save those boys from this crazy, insane government that we have. Whether it was Bush or Obama, they're about the same at the end of the day. Bush court-martialed dozens of our boys, many of whom are still rotting in Fort Leavenworth, for daring to have the guts to shoot the enemy in the guts before they got shot in the guts. You see, they didn't follow the rules of engagement. You know what the rules of engagement are? The only good American soldier is a dead American soldier. Then they can send the flag home to the mother. But you see, ISIS doesn't play the game that way. ISIS plays the game this way. They bury a whole village alive. They cut people's heads off. They rape the women and they put it on YouTube. So the next town they go to, the men throw their weapons down and they give up before they get there. Do you get it? You get it? So the only way we win this war, let me make it very clear, is to take the worst men we have in this country. Take them out of the worst prisons, the worst murderers, the most vicious killers. And the ones who you can, as in The Dirty Dozen with Lee Marvin, the ones who can be controlled and taught and will follow rules, you send them into those desert sands and you say to them, the only rule of engagement is kill them before they kill you. And let me remind you of something else. Unless we use every weapon we have in the arsenal, these people are going to get stronger rather than weaker. And don't fool yourself. They're here already. They're all around you. They're all around you. They're living on welfare. They're not working and they're laughing in your face. They're laughing in your face because you're so stupid to not only let them in here when they spit on you, but they're plotting your death and bringing in their brothers and cousins. Now, at that point, I can see I've got your attention, because I know this show very well, and I also know radio probably as well as anybody in the history of talk radio. You are listening. You are listening. You are now calling 855-400-SAVAGE, and you have swamped BarnesandNoble.com to buy Stop the Coming Civil War. Not to make me rich, but to send a message by carrying the book around. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. I think what I've seen in some of the news reports suggests that folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
Yes, yes. We don't have a strategy yet. He's still working on it with the girls from Harvard. The girls who never shot a Daisy BB gun are now running the military. Military commanders are apoplectic over president's inaction everywhere. Well, he's game. He went to a wedding this weekend. He did two fundraisers. Now he's speaking before a group of union workers to say the economy's never been better. Oh, he's working hard. Nothing to say about Islamists yet. Boy, I tell you the truth, 9/11 is not a good day to be outside your bomb shelter. If there are any preppers listening to the show, that would be a good day to make sure that your canned wheat is topped up, that your bottled water is topped up, and that your generators are running. Store up that ammo and grease up that gun. 9/11's coming. And they're everywhere. British mother of two joins ISIS. She was a rock and roller. She pledges to behead Christians with a blunt knife. Now, you tell me that this is not coming from her religion. I'd like to know what it's coming from. Of course she's a psycho sick in the head who's hateful and should be executed before she does it. But she said she loves the Quran. She said she's free because she became a Muslim. So you're telling me they have no religion? Where are they getting it from? Mein Kampf? What are they, on the side there reading Hitler's Mein Kampf in Arabic? What is this? Where's this coming from? Obama says they have no religion. They would argue they do have a religion. Someone ought to tell them they do have a religion, and it's not Christianity. It's not Buddhism, it's not Judaism, it's not Hinduism.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Faith No More, we care a lot. You notice I've changed my song repertoire a lot. I've gone out of the 50s and 60s up to, I'm daring to go into the 90s, which is quite a thing for me. Before long, I may even play something from the year 2000 and above. But infidels, listen to me. We're in trouble. We are in such trouble. This dunce who we have as the president, this imposter, this, you know, the show Homeland, I'm convinced he is the character. What's his name? I forget in Homeland. You know, the captured POW comes back and he's a hero. He becomes a congressman, but he's really a double agent. And he blows up the CIA building. Whatever his name was, Foley, I don't remember. No, Foley just got in the show Homeland. Harry Carey. This guy is talking about raising the minimum wage, while in England, they've gone on to DEFCON 1. England, they want to pull passports from the Islamist murderers to prevent them from traveling abroad. They want to see, I'm not allowed to enter England, but these bomb throwers can go back and forth. You hear? That's the country in England. These bomb throwing throwbacks are living on welfare. They have 16 children in a room. They spit in the face of the Englishmen. They're growing at a rate beyond comprehension, a Malthusian nightmare in England. The number one boy's name in England is Muhammad. You hear this? Welfare, breeding, terrorism. They're allowed to come and go freely. I can't enter England because I said a few things that offended some of the Labour Partyites in 2009. So in England, Cameron said he's going to pull the passports of some of them. Oh, that's real tough. Instead of yanking them out of the mosques and putting them in prison, oh, he's going to stop the travel. Oh, really? How about stopping the welfare? Stop the welfare and stop the immigration. Oh, he's going to pull their passports. That really hurts. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. I'm live. It's Labor Day. Work is sacred. This is not a best of show. No, I mean, people say, why are you working? It's a throwaway show. No one will be listening. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You think everybody wants to sit in front of a barbecue and eat a cancerous hot dog? Oh, yeah, they need to build up their nitrite quotient. The NQ has to go up a little bit. They need a higher nitrite quotient for the rest of the year. Why does September 1st always feel like January 1st to me? This is really like the beginning. It's like New Year's Day. Labor Day is really like New Year's Day. We're still on like the moon calendar. It's like a 50,000-year-old calendar on the moon calendar. Forget about the Anno Domini deal. But this is the beginning of a new year when you think about it. Kids are going back to school. They got the Ritalin packets ready. The kids got the little packets of Ritalin ready, the new lunchbox, the crayons. They're being taught how nice their neighbors are, and they should never hit back. Yes, the American boy has been declawed, defanged. The American boy has been put on drugs. The American boy has been told guns are bad, violence is bad, hitting back is bad. Oh, yes, the American boy has been told, don't be a bad boy. Be a little gentleman. Be a good boy. No, we're in really good shape. Meanwhile, their children are being taught how to wield machine guns at the age of 2. Tell me how that works out. That's truly amazing, isn't it? See, if it was up to me, I'd reintroduce ROTC number 1 in the colleges and make it required. That's A. That's number 1. B, I'd put rifle ranges back in the high schools and eliminate all psychoactive drugs from the children. Take them off the drugs and put them on the rifle range. How come it was that in my day we had a rifle range in Jamaica High School, Queens, New York, and I was a member of the rifle team. I'm very proud of it. No one ever shot themselves. No one ran through the halls with a rifle shooting anybody. Why is it happening now? Why didn't it happen in my day? Tell me why. Well, this really is my day. I'm talking about when I was a kid in high school. They had a rifle team in the basement. Many high schools in New York City had rifle ranges in the basement of the schools. And we shot Mossbergs and other target rifles. And we were taught by men who had come back from the Korean War. They were our mentors and teachers. We didn't have a freak show in the teaching department. We didn't have a freak show that just came in from the club stoned and filthy as a teaching quotient. We had men, real men, real women teaching in those days. But none of us ever picked up a gun and shot anybody, never shot ourselves, never. There was not one incident that I know of. What happened? Well, a lot of things happened, mainly drugs. The children are being drugged to death to subdue them, mainly the boys. Uh-oh, we just lost the electric here, 855-407-282. Neil, am I still on power backup? Yeah, I lost all the power here in my studio. My TV went out, my fax machine is crying. Lights went off, telephones are on, Skype went down. Let me know when I lose the show. Let's go to the next caller here. Charles in London, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Charles, we lost you.
Here.
Disconnected from server. I knew something would go wrong. Line 8 is up. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I've been listening to you for 15 years. I'm calling from London, England.
What? Well, you've been listening in London? Is that allowed?
Well, yeah, I listen in London. I listen through WABC 77.
Okay, and what are you hearing today? Does it make sense?
Well, I agree with 100% of everything you say. And let me just preface that by saying that I'm a black male, and I've been listening to you for 15 years and agree with you totally.
Well, I don't think black or white has anything to do with it. The fact of the matter is, if you have a brain in your head, you want a country to survive. I mean, it's either you want the country to survive or you don't. It has nothing to do with race, religion, creed, nothing. It has to do with brains and sanity.
I say that to say that Obama, he's not a sleeper cell. He is the cell.
Do you think he's an active enemy of the state? Do you really believe that?
In black theology taught in Chicago, whether it's the 5%ers, Nation of Islam, or Mau Mau's, the Nation of Islam, the Muslim branch, is the war party. He is the chief of the war party. He is letting them through the southern border. He's letting them in. He's not doing anything to deter them from coming in.
Well, you could look at it that way, and I wouldn't say it's a totally paranoid viewpoint either, by the way. I mean, there are those who agree with you, incidentally.
Well,
there are those who agree with you.
They're going to see.
What do you think it's going to take for the average American to wake up to the fact that irrespective of whether Obama is knowingly weakening us and permitting the enemies to grow domestically and internationally, whether he's doing it knowingly or unknowingly, he should be impeached. What is it going to take?
He's doing it knowingly. He's purged the CIA. He's purged the military. He's purged the FBI. He's purged all the institutions that was sacred. He also has...
Wait, you're right, man. He has purged them. He's replaced them with radical feminists, with Islamists, with a Muslim sensitivity training. Yes, he has done that.
He's the new Hoover. He has files on everybody on the other side of the aisle that would ever say anything against him. It's his will.
So if you know that or you think that's true, why is it that not too many Americans agree with you?
Because, Dr. Savage, as you've been saying it for years, they're, number one, language, borders, and culture. They don't teach that in school anymore. That's not important anymore. It's been replaced with iPod, iPhone, and marijuana.
Yeah, that's interesting. Instead of borders, language, and culture, it's iPod, iPhone, and marijuana. That's an interesting definition of a nation.
And because of that...
I would say America's mantra should be sex, drugs, and rock and roll instead of borders, language, and culture.
You're absolutely correct. And they're not going to...
So do you think that this is going to change in the 2014 midterm elections?
No, it's not going to change at all. Because the thing is, they've used Ferguson to rally, to radicalize. Ferguson was the test ground to get all the radicals together so that they can plan for 2014.
You mean that they used that shooting incident as an opportunity? They didn't let that opportunity go to waste, right?
That's correct. They used Ferguson to get their plans together for 2014.
Well, it's true. If you check out the Drudge Report, they're actually trying to get the rioters in Missouri to vote.
And Holder is the linchpin.
Don't mention his name to me. I don't know how this man was passed as Attorney General. I don't understand the Republican Party. Just by dint of what he did as an assistant Attorney General, granting, what was it, not amnesty, but the equivalent of that to Mark Rich and some other criminals, should have disqualified him from the Attorney Generalship. You know that when Holder went down in Missouri, he wanted to disqualify the prosecutor in that case because his father had been killed by a black youth many years ago. And one of the first things Holder said was, I'm here as the Attorney General and as a black man. Shouldn't that have disqualified him having said that?
Completely.
But, well, no one disqualified him, though.
But it's not just Holder. It's Vernon Jordan. They're both a member of an organization called Delta Sigma. And they've actually, Vernon Jordan is the money man behind it all. And he's planned everything that's happening. Everything that's occurring has been financed through Vernon Jordan.
Wait, is that why Obama golfs with him all the time?
He's the money man. And where was Obama? It was important for Obama to go to Vernon Jordan's birthday party, but it wasn't important for him to go to the funeral of the American journalist that got his head chopped off.
That's right. He went to a wedding over the weekend as well. You know, partying on the American dime. Well, by the way, you're in London. Can you tell us what you do there?
I would prefer not.
I was hoping to say that you work for the U.S. government in the intelligence division. Then we'd have some hope.
But I could tell you that Vernon Jordan is the linchpin. He's the money man. Vernon Jordan and Valerie Jarrett.
Valerie Jarrett's Iranian connections are very worrisome. I agree with you on that.
It's not even that. When people look at it and they say she's both Obama's best friend and Michelle's best friend, that's not the case. She's the agent. She's the one that put them together. She's the one that has to hold that fabric together. Her job is to make it all look right.
Well, she's pretty smart. She's doing a good job, isn't she?
Well, yeah. Yeah, she is.
I mean, you gotta hand it to that little lady. She's doing a great job for the Obamas.
I mean, it's not even that. She goes back 35 years with them. She was their agent. She was the one. Why did Obama land in Chicago? Out of all the places that they could have landed him, why Chicago?
Well, it was a radical hotbed, Marshall Davis. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, not even that. We're talking the early 80s, mid 80s. What was it about Chicago then?
I don't know.
The big thing is Chicago.
You seem to know an awful lot about Chicago. What was it?
It was the guns. They were passing the laws to keep the guns out of the city.
Well, all right. This is stringing it along. It's like a chain of pearls, and I agree with you on some of it, not on all of it. But I certainly agree that Obama is the most dangerous president we could possibly have at this time of great stress for this nation. He is a failure on virtually every level, and he's an embarrassment. He's not only a failure, but he's an embarrassment. But to sit here and attack him all day long is not going to get us where we have to go. Here's the question for you, though. You're calling this show from London. You're so agitated that on a day like today, in London, where Cameron passed a law halting travel for the Muslim extremists, seizing their passports, Obama's talking about raising the minimum wage. Is that one of the reasons you're agitated?
Well, not just that. Well, yeah, that is why I'm agitated, because Cameron, number one, he's being threatened by UKIP. That's why he's doing the...
And let's tell people who that is. That's the right-wing party that is ahead of him by 25 or more points. And the number one issue in England is immigration, as it is in the United States of America. The only reason the people don't know it is because of the vermin fellow travelers in the media.
Borders, language, and culture. UKIP loves you, Dr. Savage. And when they take power, they're going to throw a party for you.
Well, if UKIP wins and they decide to lift the ban on Michael Savage from traveling to London, I'll make this commitment right now. If I still have the strength and the desire to do it, I will bring several thousand Savage Nation fans who've supported me since the ban, and we will all go to England, and we will have a heck of a party. We will have a heck of a party in England. Thank you so much for listening to the Savage Nation. That makes it a little late in the moment here. It's 48 minutes after the hour. Can you believe that? What a good time I'm having. The minute I come back, we'll pick up all the latest news right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N.
From what they believe they are entitled to, just give them a chance. No handouts, just give them a chance. Because once you give Americans a chance, they have never, 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 ever let their country down. Never. So folks, it's time to take back America, as we said.
Take it, that's Joe Biden. Take it back from who? From you, you dope? Take back America, you hear from Obama and Biden. Sure we want to take back America, the America you threw away and gave away. Take back America. Welcome back to the show. 12:55 p.m. on the West Coast. Of course, it's 3 hours later on the East Coast. And God knows what time it is in London, plus 9, plus 10. In Russia, I don't know. I haven't gotten my daily email from Putin yet to know what to say. I love that. People think that I'm working for Putin. Can you imagine that? 855-407-282. What great callers I have. Jill on WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation from New York City. What's on your mind, Jill?
Yes, Dr. Savage, you rule. God bless you for what you do. My name's Jill the Zion Lion. I was a professional fighter who fought to bring Jews out of the closet and into the street, and you're so right about America. And your fight...
Wait, you're actually a female guardian angel type?
I was first female to win New York City Golden Gloves in 2000.
Oh, my God. And you're a Jewish girl who can fight with her fists, not with her knishes?
That, you got it. And I was Crazy White Girl. That was my name.
You fight with your fists, not with your knish? That's amazing. When I was in New York, by the way, I had the best knishes of my life at Jonas Schimmel's Knishes. And I said to the guy, is there any dairy? He said, no, they're vegan, they're schmegan, they're megan, they're hegan. I wish I could get a bunch of them frozen out here on the West Coast. There's no food out here, by the way. It's all so refined, it's inedible. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how I eat.
Here Comes Savage. Coming out of the West on a white horse. Every day I'm here on Labor Day because, to me, work is sacred. I am an immigrant son, and that means a lot to me. I was raised to work. I'm a workhorse. It's that simple. I'm a workhorse, and without work, I feel like I drift. I'm adrift without work, so I'm glad to be here. I mean, if others want to do a best of and they figure you're not listening, they're wrong. You are listening. I can tell you right now by the number of callers we're getting, the call volume is awesome. And it's especially on holidays that people need talk radio, by the way. There's only so much foolishness out there that you can put up with. And the audience size may vary. It may go up and down. It doesn't really matter. Talk radio is like a restaurant. You know, I got to tell you the side story. Me with food, it's an obsession. I noticed a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco opened 30 years ago. And he had like four chefs in the back and a menu with like 500 items. That's the complexity of Chinese cuisine is amazing. They were ready to make every dish on the menu. There were three people in there, me and two others. That was the whole day. I don't know how much food they had to throw out. But they became a very big success. Why? Because you don't open a restaurant with one chef and one table and one waiter and three items on the menu and expect the restaurant to grow. It's the same with talk radio. You come in every day. You assume there are millions of people listening, and you work as though there are, as though the restaurant is full. So to me, it's no such thing as Labor Day or holiday. What's the difference? The world is burning, and we have a Schmendrick in the White House playing golf, raising money, and going to a wedding. You hear? And busting the southern border while ISIS is teaching two-year-olds how to shoot a machine gun. He's telling us to put our children on Ritalin, teaching our boys to have no guts, no glory, no nothing, to hate America. Instead of teaching them borders, language, and culture, he's teaching them God knows what. I don't mean he's teaching them verbally. It's a metaphor. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a story last week that should have your hair standing up. The number one issue amongst every voter in this country is not the economy, it's immigration, stupid. The number one issue in this country is the flood of illegal aliens that Obama and Holder and the evil Democrats are flooding into this country. And mixed in with them, as you well know, are terrorists. Everybody knows that. The military knows that. The intelligence agencies, if there's any intelligence left in them, knows that. How hard would it be for an Arab to shave off his beard, get a mustache, and come in as a child into America? Did you hear that story? 30-year-olds were enrolling in the first grade in Lynn, Massachusetts. And Eric Holder said it's a violation of their civil rights to ask them how old they are. So children who are 5 and 6 years old in the first grade in Massachusetts are now having to go to the bathroom and sit in a schoolroom with 35-year-old illegal immigrant men because of this screwball president of ours and the screwball Democrat Party who is destroying the fabric of our nation. You heard me. 35-year-old men, illegal immigrants with beards, are claiming they're that they're able to enter the first grade, and the school's saying, well, wait a minute. How old are they? Oh, sorry, violating the civil rights. Can't ask them how old they are. So now you want a 35-year-old man in the bathroom with your 6-year-old son? Are you people that stupid? Are you people that dumb that these enemies of the state can get away with this with impunity? Nothing happens. Nobody says a word to them. By the way, where are the Republicans? What Republican? Where's the opposition party? Oh, once in a while, there's an occasional sentence here and there. Ted Cruz said some good things to make up for his amnesty speech. Ted Cruz said some good things over the weekend to make up for traveling with Mr. Hemorrhoid to give out dolls at the border. He says, bomb ISIS back to the Stone Age. Good for him. Good for him. It's easy to say it when you're running for office. It's harder to do it when you are in office. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. MichaelSavage.com is the website. We're covering all the stories of the day. In Britain, they have gone to DEFCON 1. They've introduced a security tool imposing constraints on terror suspects, meaning Muslims, who are traveling back and forth to terror countries. In this country, Obama said nothing about them. Zero. Can you believe this? There are other stories. I'm pleased to report that what I'm about to tell you is very good for the polar bears and very bad for the gangsters in the global warming criminal activity business. The pack ice, you see, in the Arctic has grown so significantly that the global warmists don't know what to do. That's right. The pack ice has grown. It has not shrunk. It grew. Of course, Al Gore's not to be heard from. He's raking it in. He's suing, in fact, Al Jazeera or something, whatever he sold it to. Didn't he sell it to Al Jazeera? I don't know what. Al Jazeera? Al Gore Shmira. And now he's suing them for $65 million because the Arabs he sold it to didn't give him all of the $500 million of the fraudulent network he sold them. Yeah, he has. Someone said that Al Gore was a man born without the gene for shame. That's very well put. But another man born without the gene for shame is Barack Obama. Another man born without the gene for shame is Eric Holder. Another man born without the gene for shame is everyone in the Democrat Party. And every woman in the Democrat Party were born without the gene for shame, or they're on such drugs. See, most of these psychoactive antidepressant drugs, I'm sorry to tell you, in my opinion, what they do is they suppress your conscience. Oh! Did I actually say that? The reason you're depressed is because you know you're no good. In most cases, the reason people are depressed is because they know they're no good, or they did something wrong, so they don't feel good about themselves. So you take a drug that kills your feelings and kills your conscience, so that suddenly you feel better. But it actually builds up and it works against you in the long run. So I don't know what drugs the men and women in the Democrat Party are in, but it's a type of drug that kills the sense of shame. If you want to know Jimmy Carter's true allegiances, just follow the money, says the New York Daily News. And here's what they wrote. They said, in embracing Hamas last week in direct defiance of the wishes of Congress and the president, ex-president Jimmy Carter raised the question of why he was granting prestige and credibility to an organization the U.S. government has designated a foreign terrorist organization since 1995. And they go into how much money that fraud has gotten from these terrorist front groups. For example, you know that he hates Jews. That we know. Jimmy Carter is what you call a real soft anti-Semite, in my opinion. Not an overt. I don't mean the swastika type. I'm talking soft anti-Semitism. Most of these charitable groups that give Jimmy Carter money are against the survival of the state of Israel, the nation of Israel. And we know who they are. Saudi Arabia, which is the source of 15 of the 19 plane hijackers on 9/11, and whose royal family has funded terrorism outside the kingdom, has channeled tens of millions of dollars into the Jimmy Carter Center over the years. Did you know about that? In 1993 alone, the late King Fahd gifted $7.6 million. While more recently, the king's nephew, Prince Alawalid, what about Bantalal, donated at least $5 million to the Carter Center. The Carter Center has a $36 million annual budget. That's a very significant amount of money. And I can go down the list, and you will see the connections to the Jew-hating, Israel-hating organizations, which really is American-hating at the end of the day, that fund Jimmy Carter, the fellow traveler. Representative Joe Knollenberg, Republican of Michigan, estimates that Jimmy Carter's center received $19 million in federal funding since 2001. Did you hear this? So in addition to the terrorist nations funding Jimmy Carter's center, you're paying for Jimmy Carter's paradise. It's amazing what people can get away with in this country, but I'm giving you an example of Jimmy Carter's true allegiances. Just follow the money. There's another great news story that I have to touch on. David Rose, Daily Mail, UK. Myth of Arctic meltdown. Stunning satellite images show summer ice cap is thicker and covers 1.7 million square kilometers more than 2 years ago, despite Al Gore's prediction that the Arctic would be ice-free by now. You see, 7 years after former U.S. Vice President Al Gorleone, the head of the Gorleone Crime Syndicate, the Arctic ice cap has expanded for a second year in a row, but has that stopped the lying scientists, who are not scientists but grifters? It's sort of like the five families in science have made up science in order to cash in on the fraud of global warming. An area twice the size of Alaska, America's biggest state, was open water 2 years ago. Listen to what I just said to you. Think of an area of ocean twice the size of Alaska that was just open water with no ice 2 years ago. That's what it was. Well, new satellite images show that this area is now completely covered by ice. Yet Al Gore, 7 years ago, said the North Polar ice cap is falling off a cliff. It could be completely gone in summer in as little as 7 years. Now, that came in 2007 as Al Gorleone accepted the Nobel Peace Prize for his lies on climate change. But 7 years after his warning and his Nobel Prize, the Daily Mail can reveal that far from vanishing, the Arctic ice cap has expanded for the second year in succession, with an expansion of between 43 and 63% since 2012. Do you understand what this means? It means that everyone in the global warming business should be fired immediately and put out of business. That's what it means. Now, let's go to the next step. The next step is, all the while this is going on, they're funding this global warming lie. It doesn't stop. It's like a snowball. The same gangsters that are funding illegal immigration are also funding carbon taxes, shutting down our power plants, making cars unsafe to drive at any speed, all based on faulty science. Do you understand that? And I'm telling you all this on Labor Day, not to depress you, it's to inform you. This is the Savage Nation. It's about 16 minutes after the 70 minutes after the hour, of course, across the world, including, I think, in Saudi Arabia, unless they have their own clock. They may have a different clock. I really don't know if they've changed it from Greenwich Mean Time to Saudi Very Mean Time. Bob in North Carolina, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor. I want to tell you, last week I was at work, and you were, and on Wednesday you were on the air. And I thought, you know, I know everyone has their stick, but you are a committed man to work on your vacation. You know, you're the real deal, sir.
I went on the air last Tuesday from WABC in New York, even though I was in New York on vacation. It was a great trip, by the way. It was such a beautiful trip. I'm tempted to move back, at least part-time, to get away from this backwater called San Francisco. San Francisco is sort of the, well, I can't say it. It's a family show. Just think of the part of the body through which waste is removed. That's sort of what San Francisco is to the nation of the United States. They used to say that about a certain island that I was in, stuck in one day, once in my life, and they used to call it the blank of the empire. I would say that San Francisco is the blank of the nation. There's no question about it. I wouldn't say it's the cesspool of America, but it is the mental cesspool of America. Not an original thought of any quality comes out of this area. I mean, sure, in high tech, yes. Finance, yes. Other than that, it's a social cesspool. But having said that, I love it very much because the environment's beautiful and these people haven't been able to destroy that yet. And now I'm working on Labor Day because to me, labor is sacred, Bob. Work is sacred. Why not work today? What should I do? Drive around in my van and go get a chicken burger and French fries at Burger King? That's all I would have done. If I had had the day off, you know what I would do? I'd take the canvas cover off my Chevy van, which I basically use only on holidays or to move wood or things like that around. And I go driving around with the dogs, and where would I go? I know where I'd end up. It's only an excuse to eat junk food. That's what I do on holidays. I don't want to eat that poison. You know, the slime, the pink slime that they call a hamburger today. So, you know, you hedge your bet. I'll have two. And I always do the same thing. I'll have two chicken burgers that are fried or grilled. I think I'm doing myself good by saying grilled. Then I get the French fries, no salt. I think, again, I'm really cheating death that way. And then I get a couple of fish sandwiches with no sauce on it. And then I get two more items. I get two junior burgers, no salt and pepper for the dog. He eats the bun, the cheese, the burger. He doesn't discriminate, my dog. Bun, cheese, burger, all good. For 99 cents, you can't beat it. At least he has a good time. And then we eat it in the van, sitting by the water somewhere. And within 4 minutes, I've eaten two chicken burgers, two fish burgers, possibly one sirloin burger, and two orders of French fries. So that's why I didn't take the day off. Do you understand why? If I'd taken the day off, that's what I'd be doing. Then I'd come home and take a nap and feel sick and say, why did I do it to myself? So, you know, which stress do I prefer? Talking on the radio about the horrors of the world or eating poisonous fast food? I'll let you decide. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCOIN. It is the Savage Nation, the pulse of the city, actually the pulse of the nation. So Biden gave a speech saying he wants to take back America, which is really amazing. Take it back from who? He stole it from us. Him and Obama stole America. Let me take back America. And yet, A week before, listen to this, in the National Review, they wisely point out that a week before, Attorney General Eric Holder said that such statements are racist. A week ago, Holder told ABC, there's a level of vehemence, it seems to me, that's directed at me and directed at the president. You know, people talking about taking their country back. He said there's a certain racial component to this for some people. That's what Eric Holder said. So now Biden must be a racist. And I think that Biden should be investigated by Eric Holder for violating the civil rights of both himself and the president. Because if you want to take back America, it's certainly driven by a racial animus. It's a racially biased statement. That's what Holder said. See, Holder sees everything through the biased lenses that he wears in his irises. Mr. Holder's irises are biased. So is Obama's. So are Obama's irises biased. They see everything through a racial lens. And so anyone who says, I want to take America back, is a racist to them. So now that Biden said, we have to take America back, I guess that includes Biden. The president must be suspect. They better look into him. He could be a sleeper. Could be that Biden is a sleeper Tea Party member. You never can tell. I mean, he's an angry old white male. Biden could be a sleeper in the Tea Party. And I think they need to root it out. They need to do a root canal on Joe Biden. They need to investigate Joe Biden thoroughly and see if he has any ties to the Tea Party. Don't you agree with me? I mean, there must be racial animus there somewhere. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Can America survive another civil war? According to Michael Savage, our nation is in trouble and the seeds of a second conflagration have been sown, not between the states, but between true patriots who believe in our nation's founding principles and those he believes are working every day to undermine them and change the very nature of the country. Not a war of bullets and blood, but one of commitment to freedom and courage of conviction. Michael Savage is convinced that we face more than just political differences now. He believes the split between right and left is possibly irreparable unless we understand what's really happening and how we must act to stop it. Savage has been raising his voice for over 20 years as America's most outspoken and incisive talk radio host and best-selling author. Savage argues that the situation is urgent, and he is raising his voice even louder by telling his savage truth in Stop the Coming Civil War. Savage wants to galvanize every liberty-loving American and warn the enemies of our way of life that difficult as the path ahead may be, the time has come, the facts are clear, the line must be drawn. Savage cut his teeth exposing the political left's goals, tactics, and actions as they attempt to tilt the country's axis ever closer to socialism. In these pages, he lays out his beliefs about what lefties in our government don't want people to know, connecting the dots between their many frightening moves and raising the not-so-obvious issues they don't want discussed. He asks this, why have so many of our top military commanders been summarily pushed aside after years of brave service? Is the falsification of records by VA personnel in order to cover up the horrific neglect of our brave soldiers a sign of what's to come with Obamacare? How is Obama's irresponsible foreign policy not just weakening us with Russia, China, and the Middle East, but actually endangering our security at home as well? And I go on in that, and that's in my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. And I'm imploring you to please go to my website or to BarnesandNoble.com and check it out for yourself, because you can change the course of the election in 2014 very simply by buying the book and carrying it or leaving it on a coffee table at work, wherever. Last week, as you know, I went to New York, and I had a little pre-publication book party for Stop the Coming Civil War. And my friends at Cumulus came, the publisher came, and it was covered in page six, the New York Post, page six, by Richard Johnson, not here in the blank of America, here in San Francisco. And what I said was, is that 100 years ago, my grandfather, was it my grandfather? I can't even remember. 100 years ago, my grandfather left Russia. And the forces of communism that drove my grandfather out of Russia are now at work under the guise of, quote, fairness. And I said at that speech, without capitalism, you have 100 people fighting over one salami at the butcher. And then I talked about me living the American dream and how I came full circle through very hard work, very, very hard work, after my great-grandfather arrived at Ellis Island in steerage class. And what I want to do for you is a real treat, and it's to reward you for listening to the Savage Nation today. And that is, I'd like you to come aboard my ship, and come with me full circle and listen to this private speech I gave to 25 people on that boat last week in New York Harbor, and eyes shot away from Ellis Island. Listen now.
Is there anyone down below who should be up here that we can browbeat for a few minutes? 100 years ago, my grandfather arrived at Ellis Island in steerage. Many of you have a similar story. Maybe it was more than 100 years ago for you. I'm a first-generation American, so I have one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. So when I talk about immigration, I sort of know what I'm talking about. So last night, we went to dinner in Shunley with my agent, Ian. Come back, didn't say a word in the cab. Getting out, I'm paying the guy or whatever. He says, are you Michael Savage? He was a Haitian immigrant. You Michael Savage? I said, yes. Now, I didn't know whether he'd hate me or love me, right? Haitian, black guy. Yep. He said, bother you, man. He said, I'm like your grandfather. I'd rather have my arm cut off than take welfare. See, people don't understand how diverse diversity really is. They assume that it's fractured in this country, that blacks think one way, Hispanics think another way, whites think another way. But we have all these divisions within the segmentation of people. So this is the land of opportunity. Great-grandfather of my son, Russ, my grandfather, Sam, who I call the astronaut of my family. It was as though he went to the moon. Look where he came. Didn't speak a word of English. Came here 7 years ahead of the family. Blah, blah, blah. Earned money as a little tailor. Sent it home. Brought my grandmother. Brought my father. And died at very young age. 47. Heart attack. You know, that's how they worked so hard. Whatever. Now, then my father died at 57. Never really made it big in the country. Had a little store, 12 blocks from here on Ludlow Street, an antique store. And I wrote about it in Train Tracks. It was all in that book. So, and I'm not here to boast. I'm just here to say it's the American dream. We have lived the American dream through extreme hard work. People don't know we worked 24/7. My wife works 24/7. I shouldn't say it. Companies don't run themselves, as you know, whether it's Westwood One, John and Lou Dickey, Hachette, someone's running those companies. If salesmen aren't producing, they're fired, right? I heard silence go through the room. I mean, if my son ran Westwood, one half of you wouldn't be here, for example.
I'll be the bad guy tonight.
Well, he just fired half his staff in New York today. But anyway, the point is, we're living the dream. But what my grandfather fled and his great-grandfather fled was communism, Bolshevism, revolution. What do we have in America today? We have $27 million apartments on Jane Street. I took a bicycle ride today. I saw a building. It was a former nursing home, the painter told me. Red brick building looked like a school. So I said, how much do these cost? Are they condos? He said, no, man, they're for billionaires. How much are they? He said, $25 million for these two floors. And they're putting $5 million into it. I said, what? He said, yes, that's what they're putting into this building. This is what's going on. We have two societies, right? Three, maybe? High, low. God knows where the middle class is going to end up. But we have people who would like to stop that. We have people who would like to end it. We'd like people who like to take it away, turn the city back, turn the country back. And the answer is somewhere in the middle, isn't it? Isn't it somewhere in the middle where everyone can dip their beaks, as the Godfather said? Everyone can feed a little bit in our country. But we don't want Bolshevism. We don't want communism, do we? But we have the same forces that operated in Russia are now operating in the West. And that's what we have to be cognizant of. And that's what my show is about. It's not the extreme element of screw the poor, let them eat cake, let them eat peanuts. The issue is don't take from those who have worked so hard. Don't steal it from them. Because without them, there'd be nothing. We'd have one salami in a butcher store like they had in the Soviet Union. Remember what Russia was like when you were a kid? Many of you are over 50. Remember the images of the Soviet Union? People lining up around the block? One salami in the butcher store. Why? Why would the butcher invest in a piece of meat? Why would the farmer raise the cows if he couldn't sell it and make a profit? People don't even understand what the profit motive is. It's not all evil. has become a dirty word, right? Hasn't capitalism become a dirty word? Is it a dirty word? The whole world runs on that. So what I'm saying is, thank God we have a capitalist system. It's not evil. It's good. And I'm glad we're here. I'm not going to get to the gecko thing of greed is good. I'm not going. I didn't go there. All I said was, capitalism is good, investment is good, business is good, sales are very good. Ratings are even better. And I want to thank you all for taking time out on a sweaty August day. It was a last-minute thing. My son's boat was at Fort Lauderdale, and I conclude with this. And we're supposed to go on a father and son vacation. We've never done it. We're both afraid of each other. We're both too hard-headed to spend any time in a tent. Hunting moose. Fishing. We don't like killing things. We like eating them, but not killing. So we were going to go to Alaska, then we were going to go to Canada. Then we said, what the hell are we going to do in Alaska? Well, this, you can look at the hookers without teeth in the bar. What the hell? Well, what are we going to do in Canada? Well, there's always the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I mean, I don't know. So he said, Dad, let me send the boat up to New York. I said, okay, that was last week. I said, okay, if you do, I'll invite my friends from Radio Cumulus, publishers Kate Hachette, and a few other people. And here you are, and you came on the last minute. It's a hot night. I'm sure you'd rather be getting ready for your Labor Day weekend. I want to thank you all for coming to join us here, and may we all enjoy the success that we deserve. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
See, that was a six-minute off-the-cuff speech after two vodkas. I'm pretty good. And as a result of that, and my celebration of the American dream and enjoying the audience, I've decided that I'm going to go on the road again. On the road again. I have not given a speech in many years. I haven't given a live performance in many years. I withdrew. I became a recluse. I figured radio is as far as I want to go in terms of public figure, but I enjoyed seeing and hearing real people. You know the old saying, the smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd? I miss it. I'm a born performer, and there's a certain limit to isolation, so look for me in a neighborhood supermarket in a package real soon. I think that was a very good speech. If you'd like to comment on my immigrant speech, An Immigrant Son Returns to Ellis Island, again, I invite your calls. The truth is, it was a good moment for me. If you want to see me giving it, I mean, you'd like to see what I look like, you can go to Michael posted the video from the camcorder. I don't know. The miracle of technology to me is astounding. I sent it up through Neil, and he put it on the... I don't know how he did this, but the suit looks good. It doesn't look bad, the suit. The suit comes out of mothballs every few years, the blue suit, the one blue suit. I told you how I got started in radio, didn't I? In the first grade in PS48 in the Bronx, they needed an announcer in the assembly. Everyone was terrified to give a speech. And the teacher said, my mother used to dress me in suits to send me to school, would you believe? It was very cute in its own way. You know, immigrant family, but she wanted me to dress well. I always wore a tie to school. Can you believe that? That I wore a tie to school in a public school? Today they would hang me if I walked to school in a tie. They'd hang me and steal everything off my body and throw me on the third rail to elect. They said, okay, you're wearing a blue suit. You're going to be the announcer. So I got up in front of the crowd. And I gave a great speech, and the audience loved me. And I realized from that day forward, I like performing in front of an audience. Well, as things turned out, I'm not a live performer, as some do. Every week they're on the road. I think O'Reilly and Dennis Miller go out every weekend or something. God bless them, how they can do it. I don't know. Hannity does it. I'm not supposed to mention anyone's name. No, I'm saying they do it. I don't know how they do it. And then they come back and do radio and television. I don't know how people do this. I don't know where they get the drive for it. But I want to do a speech a month somewhere in America. I really do, and I think I'm going to do that very soon. Because the power of the news is overwhelming me. The dangers that we are in are overwhelming me every night in all of my dreams. And the fact that we have a sleeper cell president, and I mean that, you know, both literally and figuratively, he's a sleeper in the sense that he's asleep at the switch. Take it that way if you wish. If you're on the more extreme band of thought, take it the other way, the Homeland show way, that he actually is working for the other side. It doesn't really matter whether he's a real sleeper or he's just asleep at the switch. He may as well be a sleeper because he's asleep at the switch. We're being overrun from the southern border. We're being overrun by the Middle Easterners. We're being overrun by ISIS. And fundamentally, he's doing nothing. He's frozen. It's like his hands are frozen on the steering wheel. And this is a very dangerous situation. So what do you make of the fact that Cameron in England, who is now being pushed by the polls, which show he's way behind the very, very patriotic Borders Language Culture Party that's going to drive him out of office for being a stealth liberal, is suddenly cracking down on the Islamists, saying that they can't travel to their homelands to get further training for terrorism in England. Well, that's nothing. That's such a stupid thing to do. I mean, he can go a lot farther than that, but Obama's doing nothing. I mean, Obama is doing nothing. I don't understand how you don't understand that. And I hate even saying the word Obama, to be honest with you. You think I enjoy saying it all day long? I don't. That's why I say stop Obama from declaring martial law and stop the coming civil war. What did you think of my speech? That's what I really want to know. I gave that live. You could watch it and see me performing with a vodka in my hand. There was no constraints on me, no advertisers to... There was no constraints whatsoever. Bruce, welcome to the Savage Nation from WJR Radio. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Hello, Doctor. I enjoyed that speech so much. I can't tell you. I hung on every word, and I think your audience hung on every word, and all the people with you. It was just a rare, rare treat, and I'm just so pleased I was able to...
Well, I'm glad to include my audience. Now, you know what I'm saying? That was a closed private party for 30 people, maybe 25, 30 people. And I decided to talk about Ellis Island and my grandfather and my son. And I talked as it came to me. I didn't write any notes. I just saw it immediately. The speech came to me completely in its entirety. And I said to myself, why not share it with my radio audience on Labor Day? Give them a reward for being so loyal. And I'm really glad you listened to it, Bruce, and enjoyed it. And it's up there on YouTube forever. It will be up there forever for you to share with others, and I hope that you do. And I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. It is the Labor Day edition of the one and only Savage Nation. Talking about all the news, views, and reviews that you can possibly stand. Let's go to the callers. Let's take Lori in San Francisco on KSFO Radio. Lori, what's on your mind, Lori?
Hi, Michael. I'm a longtime Savagette and fellow Marinite. And your call screener asked if I had heard the speech. And I said, I did. And he said, did I like it? And I said, I love it. I love everything about this man. And I also called to let you know how much I love your savagism. Like,
what are my savagisms? Give us one.
Oh, my God. I have two. One that I haven't heard in a very long time, Nancy Pelosi.
I forgot that one. Give me another one.
The nail file.
Oh, I can't say that because maybe she'll have me on her show for my new book. I won't call her the nail file anymore. I'm joking. You know what? She would only benefit from me being on their shows on Fox News. It's their loss if not I'm not on. This book's a raging bestseller already, and they're going to need me. They don't want me. CNN already invited me on. Would you believe it? CNN already invited me, but not Fox News to discuss the coming Civil War. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Come.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's the special Labor Day version of The Savage Nation. I'm here live for you. It's either this or eating junk food. During the break, I tore open a Safeway chicken. $5, the greatest protein buy in the history of the world. I don't know how they do it, but God bless them. You pay $10.99 in the local market, $5, delicious, what a lunch, I love it, welcome to the show. Aries, let other people make decisions for you. The planets indicate this is one of those wonderful days when you don't need to make much of an effort at all. Just sit back and let the good things in life come to you. What a lie that is. I'm doing a show. That doesn't apply. Sometimes these horoscopes work. Most of the time they don't. And I don't know how they do it anyway. You know, the world's burning and he's golfing. You know that. I have to say it again. It's not a joke anymore. The military is going berserk over the president's inaction in Syria, where, by the way, had we not listened to McCain and the lunatics like Obama and Hillary Clinton was the one who did it, they had everything wrong. They said we should overthrow Assad. Now, let's be clear. Assad is a homicidal maniac, a very evil man, but he knew how to control the Islamists. He knew how to protect his Christians. He knew how to protect all of the minority religions in Syria. And therefore, he was the lesser of two evils. But because we, over the last several years, have been arming the so-called rebels with that foaming at the mouth insane McCain telling us to arm the rebels, for remember we heard Syrian Free Army. Who were they? Well, they weren't the ones who were going to benefit from us trying to overthrow Assad. It was the very force that's now taking over the whole Middle East, which is ISIS, the Islamo-fascist division of the radical Islamists. And it's because we backed the wrong side in Syria, we backed the wrong side in Libya, we backed the wrong side in Egypt, we backed the wrong side in Iraq. Wherever you turn, Hillary Clinton's fingerprints are all over it. So what are her foreign policy strengths? There are none. It's all PR. And so she, Obama, Biden, Feinstein, Boxer, the entire Democrat regime, and in this case even McCain had it all wrong. Now we need Assad in order to help us with his air force to blow up the ISIS military with our captured tanks. Isn't that a heartbreak? Can you imagine that these Islamo-fascists are using our M1A Abrams tanks to kill, to maim, to bury people alive, and we're not stopping them? I don't know why we're not stopping them. We could stop them with Tomahawk missiles. What the hell are the billions of dollars that were spent on our Navy for? What good are these floating hostels if they're doing nothing? The Navy has been turned into a floating high school. Every one of the ships is like a floating high school now with diversity training. Birthing clinics, that's what they become. Birthing clinics with propellers. Why are they not firing missiles? Why are they not shooting Tomahawk missiles at the ISIS targets? They can reach them. Why are they doing nothing? What good are these ships? Now, it is true that they're flying F-18 Hornets off the aircraft carriers on limited missions against ISIS, but they need to be atomized. They need to be snuffed out. They need to be taken off the planet. I don't care how many of their women and children are killed while doing it. How's that? They're burying people alive. They're beheading people. I don't care about their women and children. They're all spawn of the devil as far as I'm concerned. Who made women sacred? A woman murderer is not a sacred phenomenon. A little child being taught to cut a Christian's head off is not a sacred phenomenon. I don't care about them. I don't understand this country anymore. If we had the leadership we have today in 1939, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. That's what we'd have right now. Do you understand the danger we are in? The rules of engagement are so insane. Ask any man who's come back from a combat zone. How many of our men are still languishing in prison because of George Bush's so-called rules of engagement, which said, let the Iraqi shoot you in the stomach, and then you can fire back? What kind of war is that? What kind of country is this? No, my friends, we need men like Truman. Truman dropped two atomic bombs on Japan, not because he was a bloodthirsty racist fool, but because he did a calculation. Had Mr. Truman not dropped the first bomb on Hiroshima, the Japanese still didn't give up. There was still a militarist wing of the Japanese military that wanted to fight on. And they, by the way, they armed every able-bodied civilian in Japan was armed with a sharpened bamboo spike. You don't know this. To kill the invading American. There was going to be a war to end all wars, and we would have lost 1 million men to stop the war in the Pacific. So Truman said, better they die than we die. He dropped the first bomb. They didn't give up. He dropped the second bomb. Then they gave up. I'm afraid that we have to go nuke to get out of this situation. What did we develop these weapons for? To go to war with Russia? Are you people insane? Is that what you want? Russia is our natural ally in our war against Islamo-fascism. And yet, the American liberal media has made Putin a bigger enemy than the new head of the Islamo-fascist military that's doing such carnage in the Middle East. And to top it off, they're still in the New York Times publishing stories about the evils of waterboarding. Can you imagine that? The evils of waterboarding to get the Islamo-fascists to tell us where the bomb might be, you hear? That's what's on the mind of Pinchy Sulzberger's spawn over there in the New York Times. So the whole country is upside down because we don't have a strong leader. If we had a strong leader who knew which way was up and what needed to be done, we wouldn't be in this situation, to be frank with you. I called Obama a hologram president about 10 days ago before I left on vacation. And the London Daily Mail has now blasted Obama for being the Bonnie Fife for his bungling of Islamic threat. That was an amazing article over the weekend. Obama blasted for being Bonnie Fife by saying we don't have a strategy. Let's play the we don't have a strategy soundbite, which he gave last week. We learned that the Joint Chiefs of Staff are seeing red and spitting nails following Obama's candid admission that we have no strategy. Let's listen to that soundbite. Play it now.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. I think what I've seen in some of the news reports suggests that folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
What? We have no direction? They got him a new suit. They got him a new Bonnie's job. They put him out there, and the man said we have no strategy. They're raging across Syria. They're raging across Iraq. They're killing Kurds. They're killing Christians. They're blowing up churches. They're burying people alive. And he goes to a wedding and a fundraiser. Do you have any idea the danger we're in? How can anyone listening to this show disagree with me? Tell me how anyone listening to this show could disagree with me. I don't understand it. I don't understand how anyone could disagree with me. We have to go to DEFCON 1 with these people. We have to close the borders. We have to throw the people out of this country who are a terrorist threat. And we have to stop worrying about the human rights of the enemy. Because they're certainly not worrying about our human rights, are they? Are they worrying about the human rights of the reporter whose head they cut off while chanting to Allah? I don't think so. Did they follow the Geneva Convention while chanting to Allah and cutting off the reporter's head? I don't think so. What would they do to you if they took over this country? You think you can make peace with them because, let's see, you're not a Republican? Let's see, you can make peace with them, let's see, because you're not a Republican, you're not a member of the Tea Party? You think they'd make peace with you? Are you people out of your damn minds to not understand the danger this man has put us in? Either by design or by weakness, the hologram president. So let's move to the calls now on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. KSFO in San Francisco. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, you made a comment earlier on that caught my attention about going to get really mean people, to get the baddest people you can to go out and fight, and I wanted to reminded me of something, and I goes back to early days, probably just a little bit after you came west. You still listened to a radio program, and a very erudite speaker who was a law student at Bolt Hall at Berkeley was a nationalist, but certainly bright. I learned a little bit of history there. I knew nothing, except for his comments that you have to first kill the white women and the children because they are the soldiers. They're producing the soldiers of the infidel.
Wait, who said we have to kill the white women and children? A radio host?
Yeah. His name was Don Warden. His other name, his Muslim name, because he converted in the 50s, I subsequently learned.
Is he working for Obama now in the Department of Defense, or where is he?
He was the patron of Obama. He represented Al-Walid bin Talal, who was going to school in Menlo College at about the same time.
And he says you have to kill the white women because they're the ones giving birth to the white soldiers.
That's right.
Well, you don't have to kill the white women anymore. Just drug the women and children. That you accomplish the same end.
Well, they were recruiting from the prisons. That was the principal mission initially of Don Warden. Now, eventually, or Khalid al-Mansur is his Arabic name or his Muslim name. Now, this is no secret. There was an interesting Chicago Trib article written by a guy named Vernon Jarrett, Valerie's father-in-law, talking about al-Mansur's program to fund education for blacks and minorities in the U.S. And shortly after that, $20 million went to Harvard, and not long after that, Barack, you can't prove anything, but those are the connections. But let me make one other connection to something you made, because there's no time to go into the details. But you mentioned Homeland, and if you remembered, I was a fan of Homeland, and I was very surprised when they showed one scene, and they went to talk to an agent, and they had to wait while he finished his prayers, right? He was a Muslim. One can assume Muslim Brotherhood, because that's the predominant power group, and 80% of Muslims are Sunni. But I thought that was interesting, because I had just heard the man who was the founder of the Red Cell program and commander of the Pacific Fleet, James Lyons, a living admiral, still clear-headed, an old man, but a clear-headed man known to be outspoken, had just announced that our director of the CIA, John Brennan, converted to Wahhabi Islam in the late 90s, and he's not the only one, but the man who...
Can that be confirmed? That John Brennan is a Muslim?
Absolutely. It can be confirmed if you trust the man who wrote the Islamic manuals for the FBI. His name was John Guandolo. Or if you can believe that the man who was the commander of the biggest fleet in the world, the Pacific Fleet, James Lyons, is lucid and you can hear
so
him.
So you're telling me that it's worse than I think? You're telling me that it's far worse than I think? You're telling me that my thesis in Stop the Coming Civil War has already happened, that we are in a civil war? Is that what you're saying?
I assumed you knew a lot more, but just weren't talking it. But yes.
Well, I don't know more than I say on this show. I pretty much say what I know. I had no idea that... First of all, I can't confirm or deny what you just said as truth. You know, I don't know you, and I trust that you're telling us the truth from your point of view, but I don't know that John Brennan has converted to Islam. That would be very worrisome if that is true, because if that is true, it means that all of the actions of the CIA are colored by that particular orientation. We're so flat out of time, but I respect listeners like you. The time now is 18 minutes after the hour. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, and I say stop the coming civil war. And, you know, I'm already preparing for the TV tour. And CNN has invited me on. I won't tell you which host. I'm probably not going to go on CNN because I don't think I need to fight in order to make my point. But I'm going to do an imaginary role play with you. Let's say I'm on a liberal talk show. Pick any of your hosts on CNN who, as you well know, hate conservatives and are there basically to support the party line of the president. So they say to me, come on, Savage, you're a right-wing nut. You say the Civil War. What are you talking about? What Civil War are you talking about? I'll say, well, my friend... Would you not agree that we are already in a civil war? We're in the non-shooting phase of the civil war started by Barack Obama and his entire team of anti-Americans. Say, what are you talking about? What am I talking about? It's pretty clear to me that they've declared war on anyone who doesn't support their far-left socialist slash Marxist policies. And then I would go from there. So I wrote a newsletter called I Call Obama the Hologram President. And I'm going to read you two paragraphs. And I said this. I said, even liberal media outlets are starting to take notice and make jokes about Obama's priorities. They're interviewing Muslims in Iraq who are shocked that the U.S. is doing nothing about ISIS. One of them said, I wish the world's superpowers had fought these criminal groups in their incubators. The U.S. should have hit the Islamic State when they were still in Syria. And I wrote, well, the answer is America was busy planning to hit Assad. That's your commander-in-chief along with Hillary Clinton and John McCain. But everyone's laughing at Obama now. All he does is golf and raise money. And even the liberal media is talking about it. That's why I call him the hologram president. He's not really there. He comes out, gives a speech, and flies back to the golf course or to a wedding. Meanwhile, we learn that hundreds of Americans have joined ISIS. And I ask, why wasn't the Department of Homeland Security investigating them instead of returning military veterans? And I ask that question again. Where is DHS when we need them? What are all of those billions of rounds of hollow point 9mm bullets for? To fight Americans or to fight those who are joining ISIS? It's a very chilling set of questions. Let's go to Carl in Boston on the net. Carl, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away. We have only a minute.
Okay, I will be very quick. Barack Obama is not incompetent. He is inflexible. He is doing exactly what he wants to do. The only reason he is even out there for those brief, limited statements is because his puppet wranglers force him to be out there to make those statements. Everything, I think, is going exactly according to plan.
So what, are you saying that you're in the camp that believes he actually is the enemy within?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And do you think he's like the stealth character in the show on Showtime called Homeland?
Yes, I do. His problem is his inflexibility. He sight reads dramatic speeches from a teleprompter very, very well, but he's not an actor. He can't fake genuine concern for the country, which is what is giving him away.
So in other words, even in the face of what's going on with ISIS, he's insisting on granting amnesty to illegals, which we're hearing he's liable to do any day now?
Well, any day or after the midterm elections, there seems to be banter back and forth about it, but whatever the case...
Where are the party elders in the Democrat Party to stop this man before he destroys the country forever? Where are they? Where are they? Why don't they speak out? Why don't they speak out and say we're going to impeach him ourselves? They need to pull him out of office the way, as I said, Neville Chamberlain was removed by the Labour Party in England just before World War II. They saw the danger he had put England in. The Democrats should understand that he's going to destroy the Democrat Party for 100 years.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Yep. The Commandant has spoken. Yes, yes. We don't have a strategy yet. He's still working on it with the girls from Harvard. The girls have never shot a Daisy BB gun and now running the military. Military commanders are apoplectic over presidents' inaction everywhere. Well, he went to a wedding this weekend. He did two fundraisers. Now he's speaking before a group of union workers to say the economy's never been better. Oh, he's working hard. Nothing to say about Islamists yet. Boy, I tell you the truth, 9/11 is not a good day to be outside your bomb shelter. If there are any preppers listening to the show, that would be a good day to make sure that your canned wheat is topped up, that your bottled water is topped up, and that your generators are running. Store up that ammo and grease up that gun. 9/11's coming, and they're everywhere. Today's Labor Day. That's why I came to work. And no, I don't know if anyone's working. We have a lot of news for you today. You want some news? I'll tell you. I'll give you a little news. Hillary Clinton is as unqualified for the presidency as I am. Let me explain what I mean. In fact, I'm more qualified than she is. Why do I say it? Hillary Clinton celebrated the hanging of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, who warned us that if we overthrew him, Libya would revert to a state like Somalia, a lawless state run by warlords. That's what's happened. Yet she celebrated. She said, we came, we saw, he died. And her girlfriends all laughed. So she failed there. She failed in Egypt where she tried to impose the Muslim Brotherhood. John McCain, by the way, should go to war crimes trials for what he did to the Egyptians. War crimes trials for what McCain's been doing. Wherever he turns that I'm going to stop right there, that mule, this guy is made to pull like a donkey. John McCain is like a dumb donkey who became, I don't know what, I don't know where this man came from. He has the brains of Francis the Talking Mule has more sense than John McCain. Everywhere you turn, he wants more bombs, more bullets, except in the right place, always in the wrong place. So Hillary is not qualified. She said overthrow Assad because we weakened Assad by supporting the so-called rebels, which I told you for a year was a mistake. That's how ISIS grew and took over so much territory. You call them ISIS. I affectionately call them what they really are, which is Islamo-fascists. Don't bring any more of them into this country. Remember when you brought the Somalis into this country and put them up there? And we said, what are you talking about? They never used toilet paper. They never used the telephone. Why are you bringing Somalis from the Stone Age into this country? Most of them don't work. And it's their sons who are going into jihad. Now, you want to hear something interesting about that? The police chief of San Francisco, about a year and a half ago, said that we should be worried about the radicalization of Somalis here in the San Francisco area. He was almost fired for saying the truth. They called him a racist. They called him an Islamophobe. The front groups for the Nazi Party USA, which is the Islamo-Fascist Party USA, attacked the police chief. He knew he was very smart. They almost destroyed his career because he said what's true. We cannot survive. We cannot survive unless a vigorous leadership emerges in this country. We're finished. We just finished. I don't see any such leadership on the Republican side. I'm sorry. I do not see it. I wish I could say I do. I mean, I might vote for any one of them over any Democrat, but that's too far ahead to talk about. Most Americans are barbecuing, swimming, taking drugs, getting drunk, having sex. In other words, the normal American way. A stupid, lazy, decadent nation. And the ISIS folks are teaching two-year-olds how to shoot a Kalashnikov, how to strap a bomb to their chest. Tell me who wins this game. Tell me how this ends up. The soft nations win or the hard, crazy, insane lunatics win? Tell me how this ends. Either we bomb them into the Stone Age or they're liable to win. I want to remind you, I read you the history of how the Arabs conquered a huge swath of the world in only 25 years, going back a long time ago. You know how they did it? Exactly the way ISIS is doing it. They terrorized entire cities. They didn't capture the troops and turn them over to the UN. They didn't capture the enemies and ask if they could waterboard them. We're still talking about waterboarding under Bush. Isn't that something? These bastards are burying people in the sand alive. These bastards are cutting heads off. These bastards under the guise of religion. These bastards are the worst scum the planet's ever seen since Hitler. And we're still talking about waterboarding these bastards' cousins. Can you believe that there are American soldiers in jail in this country, in Fort Leavenworth, because they had the guts to shoot them in the belly instead of getting shot in the belly first? Bush did that. Don't blame Obama for that. I spent a lot of time trying to save those boys from this crazy, insane government that we have. Whether it was Bush or Obama, they're about the same at the end of the day. Bush court-martialed dozens of our boys, many of whom are still rotting in Fort Leavenworth, for daring to have the guts to shoot the enemy in the guts before they got shot in the guts. You see, they didn't follow the rules of engagement. You know what the rules of engagement are? The only good American soldier is a dead American soldier. Then they can send the flag home to the mother. But you see, ISIS doesn't play the game that way. ISIS plays the game this way. They bury a whole village alive. They cut people's heads off. They rape the women and they put it on YouTube. So the next town they go to, the men throw their weapons down and they give up before they get there. Do you get it? You get it? So the only way we win this war, let me make it very clear, is to take the worst men we have in this country. Take them out of the worst prisons, the worst murderers, the most vicious killers, and the ones who you can, as in the Dirty Dozen with Lee Marvin, the ones who can be controlled and taught and will follow rules, you send them into those desert sands and you say to them, the only rule of engagement is kill them before they kill you. And let me remind you of something else. Unless we use every weapon we have in the arsenal, these people are going to get stronger rather than weaker. And don't fool yourself. They're here already. They're all around you. They're all around you. They're living on welfare. They're not working. And they're laughing in your face. They're laughing in your face because you're so stupid to not only let them in here when they spit on you, but they're plotting your death and bringing in their brothers and cousins. Now, at that point, I can see I've got your attention because I know this show very well. And I also know radio probably as well as anybody in the history of talk radio. You are listening. You are listening. Question remains. Are you threatened? Do you personally have fear that ISIS can harm you in this country? Well, first of all, they're here already. Many sympathizers of them are here. They don't have to actually be a member of the Islamo-fascist brigades in Iraq. I have a story. A black Muslim killed four innocent men, including, I think, three white teenagers, shot them in cold blood to get even, so-called, for the death of Muslims in the Middle East. You didn't make it to your morning news. Oh, I thought you had it with your Frappuccino. I thought maybe you read it as a screaming headline, as you would have when they were still in America. When they were still in America, when I grew up, when returning military veterans were the newsmen, before it became a comedy club. For those who couldn't do anything else, they went to journalism school. The only person I know who ever went to journalism school in my crowd couldn't be anything else. He couldn't even be a dentist. I mean, in those days, there was a certain, you went to college, because I came from a lower middle class family. You could either be a doctor, a dentist, an accountant. No one ever heard of a journalist. It was unheard of. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody I knew became a journalist except one person. He had mental problems, various problems. I'm not ridiculing him. That's the only person I knew who became a journalist. But when I was young, I read newspapers that were basically run by men who came back from World War II who could still write a headline. And I could write you a few headlines. I do every day on the show. I do them verbally. This is the Savage Verbal Newspaper. The Savage Audio Newspaper. President Obama, through his stooge Hagel, the A-10 Warthog, was eliminated from the Pentagon 2 months ago. I remember what I said on the show? That's the number one tank killer we have. Now, then we wake up and we realize that 2 months later, Icicle has stolen our M1A Abrams tanks, which are virtually indestructible. And they're using our tanks because the Iraqis fled. So we don't have any warthogs to kill the tanks. Do you think that there was, is it possible that? Am I allowed to think that? Is it at all feasible that there are individuals in our government working against our interests? No. No. Come on now. Don't be a paranoid right-wing lunatic. That couldn't happen here. Well, wait a minute. What about that drone that Iran got 4 years ago in the beginning of Obama's administration? We had the most advanced drone in the world. Remember it landed in Iran without a scratch on it? It looked like a vintage 1958 Buick to them. It didn't even need a wax job. It was delivered to them whole, not even a scratch. Our most advanced drone was sent to Iran without a scratch. Who sent it to them? Who sent it? From Obama with love? From a fellow traveler with love? Yeah, come on. Now, just because you have a radio show doesn't give you the license to even think anymore. In fact, you should be prohibited from thinking. In fact, I think that free thinking should be outlawed in America. In fact, anyone who even suggests the possibility that there are double agents inside this government is probably an enemy of this government. In fact, how dare you even ask why the DHS is preparing for civil disobedience with hollow point non-millimeter bullets, tanks, aircraft, black helicopters, and while there was civil disobedience in Missouri conducted by black folk, there was no presence of DHS. They're drawing up war plans against white ranchers who were worried about land being seized and given over to Harry Reid's uranium friends. Now, of course, in Ferguson, Missouri, there's no DHS. And the Anderson Coopers of the world have gone home to congratulate themselves on the great work they've done in stirring up hatred and looting and arson. That's one big story. The second big story is that teens pot smoking linked to disability later in life. Caught you off guard, didn't I? Play Black Sabbath so we'll get the potheads really mad right now. And I'll tell them why pot is going to destroy their minds. By the time they're 50, they'll be useless idiots. Can you get Black Sabbath ready? A long-term study of Swedish men finds that those who smoke marijuana at age 18, especially the heaviest users, are more likely to end up on the nation's disability rolls by age 59. John Boehner, where is he? Where is John Boehner? All this is going on. Probably on a beach chair somewhere in Jacksonville. He's had a nice long vacation. Got the case sitting up there in the fridge. Got the ice cubes, the beach chair. Can you, anyone name a Republican who's alive, actually alive? Where are they right now? There's no Republicans. Okay, McCain doesn't count. McCain does not count at all. He's ready to give a speech in the middle of the night. If the man was comatose in a hospital bed, God forbid, they could find him and he'd give a speech. 855-407-282. Would you please go to michaelsavage.com during the break? And would you at least check out my forthcoming book, Stop the Coming Civil War? It's on the top left. Pre-order it today. Click on it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. Well, it's Labor Day, and we've come to the end of hour number three on the 1st of September, which is really the beginning of the new year. You know that. This is sort of the first day of the new year. We know that. We're still really running on a moon calendar, going back to ancient times. But, I mean, January 1st is the theoretical new year day. But, you know, kids go back to school last week, tomorrow, and you know this is the last day of summer. Boo-hoo. Well, what's the news? Well, we've been talking about it, but I've also talked about Michael Savage celebrates the American dream. because the New York Post, page 6, published it yesterday in their newspaper, and I'll read it. Michael Savage, the talk radio host who makes Rush Limbaugh seem liberal, knows about the American dream. The grandson of a Russian immigrant celebrated the success of his new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, within sight of Ellis Island aboard a 165-foot yacht. The book isn't out until October, but shot to number one on the Barnes & Noble list last week. Number one on the Barnes & Noble list last week, 2 months before publication. Also aboard, toasting the author, were Ed Klein, who also has a bestseller, and Fox News stars Jeanine Pirro and Kimberly Guilfoyle. Savage told them this, quote, "The forces of communism that drove my grandfather out of Russia in 1917 are now at work under the guise of fairness in America. But let me remind you of something. Without capitalism, you have 100 people fighting over one salami at the butcher." Close quote. "We are living the American dream," Michael Savage said. "Through hard work, my son comes full circle to the Hudson River in his personal yacht 100 years after his great-grandfather arrived at Ellis Island in steerage class." That's all by Richard Johnson of the New York Post, page 6. It's up on michaelsavage.com. And I'll let you think about that. This is Labor Day, isn't it? And most people are not working except my poor staff and I. And that's because labor is sacred. To me, labor is sacred. That means work is sacred. And that's what my grandfather did. He came here hoping his son would have a better life, praying, God willing, his grandson would have an even better life, and so forth and so on. And now at the same time we are enjoying the fruits of our hard labor, there are forces of Bolshevism, communism, socialism, whichever way you want to put it, you could even call it Obamaism. As they talk about fairness, what they really mean is taking away that which you work for and giving it to the deadbeat bums who don't work at all, including the hordes of illegal aliens who don't belong in this country to begin with. That's my Labor Day message. Don't let the bums steal what's not theirs. God bless America. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.